where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Well, imagine being responsible for making magic happen on a cruise ship, in a theme park, or at a sporting event, and for some of the world's biggest brands all at the same time. Well, Ryan Stanna turned that challenge into a business empire, growing RWS Global from a startup in his living room into one of the most influential companies in live entertainment. So again, Ryan, welcome to the show. What makes for great live entertainment?
Well, first of all, what makes for great live entertainment is making sure the audience is engaged every step of the way, and that live entertainment tells a story. And the story doesn't have to be detailed. It can just be simplistic, a beginning, middle, and an end that engages the audience.
So, for example, if you're putting on like a big spectacle, like the UFC thing at the White House lawn recently, how do you keep an audience's engagement for 3-4 hours, however long the event ran?
We probably wouldn't have been doing that event at the White House lawn. We'll start there. Second is you keep that engagement by making sure there's a welcome. There is a middle part and an end to that story, and making sure the music is engaging and moving everything forward.
Yeah, I've noticed you've done a lot of these for really big name things.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Yeah, how did you get into this? What made you start this? It seems like it'd be hard to just one day say, okay, I'm going to do this whole production for a cruise ship internationally.
Sure. So I grew up in a small town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I was a theater kid. And when I was a theater kid, I loved seeing shows in theaters, but I also loved going to see shows in my local amusement parks. And when I would go to the local amusement park and see the shows, I thought they were incredible. And then towards the end, I thought, wait, there could be a business in doing these shows. And I started being a director, writer, and choreographer of those shows in theme parks. And then I realized there was a way forward to provide theme parks, attractions, cruise ships, a turnkey element where we provided the performers, VIP, and the show creative all in one paycheck. And that is how the business began when I opened it when I was 21 years old out of the corner of my New York apartment.
Wow. Like, I've never heard of somebody taking a theater degree and doing that. That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think when you're in theater, you learn how to work as a team. You learn how to communicate well. And those two items helped me immensely in building this business to where it is today.
How did you go about actually scaling the business? Are there things that you can share for entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in waiting where there might be some valuable advice?
Sure. I think, first of all, I never spent money that I did not have. So when I started the business, I never took out a loan. I never took an investment. I never borrowed money. So if we would get a contract for $200,000, I would make sure I had enough money to pay the people and to make enough profit for myself. So that is number one on how the business scaled. And that's how I was able to go multiple years bootstrapping it and without taking in investment. But really from there, I really focused on my vision and what I wanted that vision to come out to be. And scaling little by little and having a focus was the most important.
So I noticed on your website.
Incredible website, by the way. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah, it is. But I noticed that you're hiring performers for around the world. You're in a lot of countries.
Yeah.
How did you start out hiring performers? Did you put an ad on Craigslist? Or I mean, like, what did you do?
Yeah. So currently we hire over 8,000 performers and technicians a year across the world in 50 countries. So what we started to do was run auditions in New York City. They have specific publications that allow people to know when auditions are happening. Then performers would start showing up. But when you're casting 100 performers, that's easy. When you're casting 8,000, how do you scale that? So in 2016, we bought one of the largest casting offices in New York City that cast Broadway shows, film, TV, and commercials. And what that did was allow someone that is working at Six Flags for us to know, hey, if I do well working for RWS Global, I can work at Six Flags. I can move and work a resort in Cancun. I can then go and work on a cruise ship. And if I do well, I can be in a musical on Broadway or film and TV. And that is how we grew that. And our current casting team is made up of 36 staff members that travel to 150 cities throughout the world. And you have to know those 8,000 people that we hire, that means that our team has to see close to 100,000 people across the world to be able to hire those 8,000 people, because you only get about 10 to 15% of the people that actually get the job. So they are constantly traveling every week, finding the most talented people in the world.
Sort of like American Idol on steroids, right? I mean, you're doing
It is definitely American Idol on steroids.
Wow.
But what a great way for a young person starting out to make it maybe onto TV eventually, right? Or onto Broadway.
100%. And listen, at the end of the day, it's all about working hard and staying connected. And that is who we are as a business. And if you work hard for us, talent is the given. But if you work hard, you will pave your way to success working under our umbrella.
Well, that's great. I think a lot of the challenges that entertainers have faced, and we've had a few on the program, they have challenges finding work, staying connected. It sometimes seems almost a matter of luck, but what you've got an internal system that once you get in and once you prove yourself, it sounds like it's easier and you don't have to focus as much on the business part. You can focus more on cultivating your talent and your skills.
Exactly. I mean, listen, any performer needs to be as business savvy as they are talented. But we hope to take some of that workload off of you when you come and work for our business.
So we're talking to Ryan Stanna, and he has rwsglobal.com. If you are a performer, go to his website. Look at what he's looking for.
What was your most favorite event that your company has done? What sticks with you the most?
There's many, many favorites that I have, and it's difficult to pick just one. But I would say probably the most awe-inspiring for me is when we produced the sports presentation for the Paris Olympics a few years back.
Wow.
When we did that, it was something way upon any dream that I ever had in my life. And being there in Paris and seeing all of our employees on the ground building that was something very special. So it has lived with me for quite some time now.
Did you build the sets and the lights and everything and bring all the mics and all that stuff yourself?
Yeah. So everything we do is a complete turnkey operation. For the Paris Olympics, we only did the sports presentation. We did not do the opening ceremonies or the closing ceremonies. What we do is every sports presentation, sports match in between the opening and closing ceremonies. So I believe it was close to 390 events that we produced. And that is everything from lighting to microphones to scenic to stage managers to scripting, graphics, AV, et cetera.
So you must have a huge technical team then.
Yeah. So from a technical standpoint, for events like that, you're 2,000 plus individuals on the ground.
Well, we're coordinating a party for Gerhardt's Law's 20th anniversary. We've got 100 people coming. And I thought that was a big deal.
Yeah, I know. But listen, doing any event or party is stressful.
So what's your favorite part of the job?
Seeing our team members or our performers garner success. That is my favorite part of the job.
Oh, that's awesome. So we're talking to Ryan Stanna, and he has rwsglobal.com. If you are a performer, go to his website. Look at what he's looking for.
Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt.
We'll be back right after this.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-261-2176. 800-261-2176. That's 800-261-2176.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. That's 800-652-1470.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Ryan Stunna. And Ryan is responsible for all those wonderful events and acts that you see, like on cruise ships and the Paris Olympics.
He keeps us entertained.
He's amazing. So he built this huge global company. We want to talk to him now about his story. Like, what do you do every day? You're managing like thousands of people. So yeah. What does a day look like for you?
Sure. So first of all, my favorite day of the week is Mondays. It's really about starting fresh. I think of the energy of the week, especially where am I traveling to? But I wake up usually every day 4:30, 5 in the morning. Right when I get out of bed, I work out right away. Very focused on cardio always. And then my day typically begins around 7 a.m. with meetings because I am working around the world. So I have early morning meetings where I'll really collaborate with colleagues. I'll brainstorm creative strategies with our clients and really discuss upcoming partnerships with clients. And then the day progresses and I really dive into the heart of our operations, traveling to see work on site, forging new relationships. And then really the afternoons are filled with more meetings. We strategize, we problem solve, we ensure the work stays on track and exceeds expectations. And then I usually work until about 7 p.m. And then if I do not have plans, I unwind and I watch sort of trash television like Bravo TV and we'll go to bed very early. So my bedtime's usually around 8:30. But because of my schedule, I'm not always having that. So usually I have a 6 p.m. dinner and an 8 p.m. dinner every night, and then I'll be in bed by 11. But really, this business is 24/7 because we have offices all over the world. So I'm always there for my team members to make sure we are successful. But you might hear that and you're probably like, geez, this guy has no work-life balance. And I have to say, really, I learned work-life balance is very different for every individual. And I tell our team members this, that what works for you might not work for me. And for me, I love to work and that is my balance. I love time with my family. I love time with my friends, but I can't do that 100% either, because I miss working. So really, we value each individual having their own work-life balance. But that is sort of a quick overview of what my day is like.
Richard has almost the same schedule, except he usually, well, after dinner, so he gets up at like 4 in the morning and he works out and stuff. And then after dinner, he's still working. He's got like double monitors up in the family room and the TV's over here. He's editing video or doing something. I'm more the night owl, but you know, we tried to go on vacation for a couple days and we're like, we're not going to talk about work. And we couldn't not talk about, work.
Yeah, I just think, you know, if you spend, you know, weeks and weeks and years working umpteen hours a week, and then you just try to turn it off for a couple of days, I mean, maybe you could do that when you were in college, but now that it's just such a habit to be thinking in work mode, you just can't like flip a switch and then you're
If you love what you do, it's never work. And so my mother always says to me, you're so lucky to have a job that you love. And I don't feel that I've ever worked a day in my life, even though I work hard, but I'm so lucky to do what I do. But I think there is, being an entrepreneur, you have to understand that the highest highs you're going to experience as an entrepreneur, that someone that is not an entrepreneur will never understand. So you'll have the highest highs ever, but you also have to know you will hit the lowest lows, and you have to accept that as well. So that is the balance of being an entrepreneur, but the goal is always to stay high and go further.
Right. And what you're doing is important. I want to just shift gears to what we're talking about. Because especially after COVID, like, I do think people really enjoy interpersonal relationships. And I love going to, in fact, we're going to go to the theater for Father's Day. I love the emotion that you get when you're watching something, and the joy that you get from the music is important to human beings. Robots don't care. AI doesn't care. But we care, right?
Correct. I mean, the human connection is more important than everything now coming out of COVID. We found prior to COVID, a lot of our clients were trying to move to more technical driven experiences, and where you wouldn't have to spend money on labor. Now, coming out of COVID, those technical driven experiences need to have labor added back in. So you're providing the emotional connection on a daily basis with those experiences.
After COVID, I really noticed the difference between meeting with people in person versus virtually. And I'm not sure I really appreciated the difference as much, but there's so much more communication when you're there face to face with somebody. It's just like, to me, it amps it up, right?
Yeah.
And you get, especially if you're comfortable with the person, I think you get a stronger feeling and a stronger connection, I guess. And, you know, especially now with so much digital content, where we spend so much time in our phones and on screens. And now with AI, you're not even sure what's real and what's not, right? Yeah. And so at least if you're there, you can be sure that it's real, unless it's a hologram, of course. But it's a real experience. And I think we're migrating back to that, just almost as a reaction to all the other stuff that we're seeing digitally.
For sure.
Anyway, I mean, this has just been amazing, Ryan. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you?
You can go on our website, rwsglobal.com. You can also visit me on LinkedIn and search my name, Ryan Stanna. And I'm the executive chairman of RWS Global.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.